has joined. Has joined.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Shavua Tov.
I take it you're the first to arrive.
Well, I'm not going to listen
now. Oh, somebody else is on.
Yes.
Good evening. Okay. I believe we're in section 36 at verse 318. Is that correct?
That's the last recording I wrote, but I can't be sure that it was the last one I attended, so.
Yeah, it's the last one.
Okay.
So we will begin with paragraph 318 after the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud kud shabrihu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Liakta l'shem yudhe bavate, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. V'yino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'afei yadenu k'nenei aleinu ma'afei yadenu k'nenehu. V'ad kal hashkoto v'atomer gam lig malecha. Eshav Eilein Rama Evin Dikriat Shema Deinun Shekilin Lirama Pikudin Dioraita Divon Shemule Alav Yankin Viati came Shadaim. Eat Marbahon Shene Shadai Ishne Afarim. Teome to be a inun Tere Luke Oraita. And when she done giving him drink, she said, I will also draw water for your camels. Your camels, the Hebrew is Gemal Checha,
has joined.
Numerically is 248, corresponding to the 248 words in the Shema reading, which correspond to the 248 positive precepts in the Torah, by which those weaned, Yemulai, of suckling milk and draw. And they are also called those removed from the breast, about which it is mentioned, your two breasts are like two fawns that are twins of a gazelle. And they are the two tablets of the Torah. This is a significant teaching from the standpoint of the word Gimel, or the letter Gimel. The letter Gimel is Gimel Mem Lamed, which is 73. 73 is the energy of Chesed. It's the energy of I always get it confused between Chesed and Chachma. Ruach is 28 and Ma is 45, so that's where the 73, it's Chachma. 73 is the gematria of Chachma.
Right, okay.
But here, it's saying in the Aramaic is Gemal Echa, which is slightly different. And to recognize that by putting a top on the end of the word, which we know it makes it your camels, but it's in the plural form, is connecting to the 248 words of the Shema, but it's also connecting to the 248 parts of the body and soul. Very significant teaching. Verse 3:19. Shekinta ila adivan nafake Yisrael mimitraim kimadiat amar ko amar yoaheda wanduheyo kahatzot alaila wigomer ihiko Hat one de Yehuda de Shachariat. Ko wiko at one de Yehuda de Arvit. Ko, which is a gematria of 25, and they're translating it as so. S-O. So is the supernal Shekhinah, Bina, enclosed in the Mohin of Zeranpin, by which Israel go out of Egypt, as you say, Ko, said the Lord around midnight. Meaning the 25 letters of the Shema Yisrael unification in Shachrit, and the 25 letters of the Shema Yisrael unification in Arvit, hinting to the 50 gates of Bina. These two, in case you're not familiar with the Sephardic terms for the morning prayer is Shachrit, and the evening prayer is Arvit. So it's saying, by saying the Shema twice a day, we are connecting through these 50 letters, 25 letters in the morning Shema, 25 letters in the evening Shema. We are connecting to the 50 gates of Bina. You should also remember, we've we've taught it in a number of places, that there are 24 letters in the Baruch Shem sentence or verse, but the Baruch Shem is missing a vav in one of the words. And that missing vav would make it 25, again connecting to the 50. So when you say the Shema, you're connecting to the 49 aspects of the counting of the Omer. But when it's complete after the Mashiach, then it will be connecting to the 50, and we will be connecting twice a day to the saying the Shema, which would be 100, indicating the completion. Verse 320. Wisamti kad shem shokayich dashakinta tata adi kadatvan de Yehuda kadma adishaharit wikadatvan de Yehuda Yarvit ko kad de shahagrit inun mem tet anpin. The English translation of paragraph 320. And I will set your glass windows with rubies. Kad kod, which is a verse from Isaiah, and it's indicating that the gematria of Kod is 24, because it's Kaf Dalid, and the gematria of Kod is 24, Kaf Dalid, which is the lower Shekhinah, Malchut, that comprises 24 letters of the first unification in Shachrit, and 24 letters of the Arvit unification, meaning the 24 letters in Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Bo'ed. The 25 and 24 of the prayer of Shachrit are the 49 faces. And remember, the word faces is referring to the Partsufim. And just to clarify, I had not read ahead. So I was just bringing this information that I discussed in paragraph 319 about the Shema so that you would realize it. And the Tikkuni Zohar brings it right afterwards to indicate that they, you know, the connection, and that we really need to understand the 50 gates of Bina and the connection through the 49. The two 49s are 98, connecting to the cleansing mechanism, which is what we are doing during the month of Elul and during the 10 days of awe that we are presently in. So it's all connected and unified. Paragraph 321. We eat mem tet an din letata misitra de Israel zuta deihu mem tet weihu mem tet an din ufon yaskiru mare mishna deihi tinyana leha Shivcha Dileya Begin Ki Mardechai HaYehudai Mishne La Melech Begavnada Mishna Mishne Le Melech Uveya Yazhiru mare matniti matnita. Below in Bria, Yetira, and Asiya, there are 49 faces from the aspect of the small Israel, which is the angel Memtet, and he includes 49 faces. And by them, the masters of the Mishnah will illuminate, since the Mishnah is secondary to the Halakha, the law, which is Malchut, and is her maidservant. Therefore, it is said, Mordechai the Yehudi, the Judean, is second Mishnah to King Ahasuerus. Similarly, the Mishnah from the word Mishneh is second to the king, and through her, the masters of the Mishnah will illuminate. This paragraph is clarifying the hierarchy of the relationships between the Halakha, the Mishnah, the three worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, and how the 49 Partsufim relate to the angel Memtet, and putting the concept of this master archangel, which is really a component of both a human being, in that Hanoch ben Yered, when God took him, he was unified with the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raziel. And so Memtet is a connection between the human beings and the angels. Paragraph 322. Kizohar harakia dahalaka tehi kabela limoshe misinai vikama ule matan it la deinun alachot pesukot De it mar behon wa alamot ein mispar. The translation of paragraph 322. Like the brightness, the Hebrew word is zohar, of the firmament. This refers to halakha, meaning the Malchut of Atzilut, which is a teaching received by Moses on Sinai. Since Moses is the aspect of Zerantin, she has many maidens that are undisputed laws, as it says about them, and innumerable maidens, meaning they illuminate with chasadim, as numerable means the mochin of the illumination of Chokmah, and innumerable indicates the mochin of Chasadim. This paragraph is giving us code words that basically we would never guess, that when the Torah says the word numeral, it's talking about the mochin, the brains, of the brightness or the illumination of Chokmah. And when it says the word innumerable, it's saying it's limited relative to the Mohin of Chokmah, and it's actually representing the Mohin, the upper Sephirot, within the frame of Chasadim, of Chesed. Paragraph 323. Wehi salka al kuhu adahu diktiv viat al Ke harabim bayaton kako kochavim leolawe waed kako kochavim vadai delet lon hushbana. And she surpasses all of them, as it is written, and you are excelled, and you excelled them all. She, Malchut, goes with all, meaning she is included within them. As the masters here have established, that the law follows the majority opinion, and those who teach righteousness to the majority in Malchut shall shine as stars forever and ever, because they shine with the Mohin of the upper three Sephirot, certainly like the stars that are innumerable to count. This paragraph on its surface seems a little confusing, but it's actually a beautiful teaching, because it's using the word innumerable, and we just learned that innumerable is a code word for the Mohin of Chasadim. Now, we need to understand what is the true meaning of Mohin to truly appreciate the paragraph 323. The Mohin is a code word. Its translation would be brains, the plural of brain. A human being has two brains or three brains. Everybody would normally answer it has two brains, but it has the connecting lobe that crosses over between the right and left brains within the brain of a human being. And that crosses over represents the Keter. It represents the third brain. That's why sometimes we count the Keter and sometimes we don't. And when we don't count the Keter, we count the dot. So what this paragraph is teaching that the stars are innumerable to count, meaning the stars are connected to the upper three Sephirot of Chesed. But we don't think in terms that the upper three Sephirot appear in Zeranpin, or appear in each of the six levels of Zeranpin. But they do. The brains are transferred from Bina based on certain actions. And especially the brains, the upper three Sephirot of Malchut, flows through Zeranpin to Malchut. And that is essentially when the husband and the wife are intimate. He is bringing her upper three Sephirot. Paragraph 324. The call kochava, the kochava, it kere alma yehida vidahu, wa alamot ein vi mispar, wa ilen alamot, al tikre alamot, ela olamot. Ugin de tzadikayayo, inunka kochavim, v'kol harit leya kochav beginda, ukmuhu kadmaim, kol tzadik de tzadik itleya olam ipade atzmo. Each and every star is considered as a world of its own. And this is the meaning of an innumerable maidens, alamot, which is a word from the Song of Songs. Do not read as alamot, but olamot, worlds. And because the righteous are like stars, and each has his own star, therefore the earlier masters have said, each and every righteous has a world on its own. This paragraph is explaining this idea that a human being, when it reaches the level of righteousness, is its own world. Meaning, when a human being becomes righteous, he, along with his wife, he and she are unified and are complete within themselves. That's the purpose of marriage, as we've discussed. There are 19 sephirot in a couple that are married. The male has 9 and the female has 10, because she represents his 10th, his malchut. And that's the reason why it's a mitzvah for a man to marry, but it's not a mitzvah for a woman to marry, even though she has the desire to be married. Paragraph 325. V'kol man dezaka lahalka ad yarit alma chad kol sheken man dezake lamachta hada olitrin olishitin deit mar bechon shashistim ama melachot bechol misechta matronita ihi begarma zaka ihu mande yarit la behayalma. I don't know if you can hear the siren going off in the background, but that's an indication that somebody was boiling eggs and fell asleep. It happens generally at least once a week in this building. And this week it's already happened 3 times. The English translation for paragraph 325. Whoever had the merit to attain one halakha inherits one world. And more certainly, he who merits a complete tractate, or 2, or even 60 tractates, about whom is said there are 60 queens, again in Song of Songs, because each tractate is a queen on her own. Fortunate is he who inherits her in this world. This paragraph is explaining the hierarchy, and not really explaining the hierarchy. It's establishing that halakha, which is translated as law, but it really means the pathway. The pathway to spirituality, the pathway to get closer to Hashem. But the purpose of that pathway is for us to recognize that each path, each step we take along the pathway is meant to acquire a halakha, That's why we study halachot, so that we can attain the knowledge, the usage, the implementation of what these spiritual laws teach us. Remember, there are two Hebrew words that mean pathway. One is halacha, and one is nativ, as used in the Sefer Yetzirah. The nativ is an individual pathway. The halacha is a public pathway. As you attain a halacha, meaning as you make this step and you learn a halacha and you take that halacha into your being so it becomes part of you, that is the path to spiritual growth. Step by step. Now, this phraseology in this paragraph 325, where it says each tractate is a queen on her own, because each halacha is a tractate on its own. This is establishing and helping us to understand that even within halacha, there is a hierarchy. Paragraph 326. Da halacha ole ma dema mem tet. Dema dronita. Dehi kabbalah zakain inun de mishtadlin mishkinta dehi alkulu bachalaka leapaka lamin ga jaluta deitmar ba upishehem. Shulchaim chem umezal lalgabe biala lemechewe la kabala bidroo lekayem bashimolo tahat leroshi wikomer. Halacha is the attending maid, the exterior aspect of Malchut, of the queen, who is Kabbalah, the inner aspect. Happy are those who make efforts for the Shekhinah, as she dwells over all who occupy themselves with Halacha for its own sake, to bring her, the Shekhinah, out of exile, as said about her, and for your transgressions, your mother was left banished, and lead her to her husband, so that she will be received, the Kabbalah, in the arms of her husband, to fulfill the verses, his left hand is under my head. This is expanding, this paragraph is expanding on what I said earlier about the halacha having a hierarchy. There's a relationship between the internal aspect of a halacha and the external aspect of the halacha. And what does it mean to attain the halacha? Is to understand the internal and the external, to relate to the two and utilize both aspects. And there are always multiple aspects to each halacha. to each path, to each step that you take along the public paths. Paragraph 327. Divgaluta mishna deihi memtet shalta veihu mishne lamelech ba'atar de mem matronita ve'yatva mishna vedaihu v'shivcha kiti rash gevirta Uvyomo de Moshe la shalta shifa ela matronita levatar de mit Moshe yarit Yehoshua de ihuna arbeatar malkuta Shalata shivcha kimadiyayit Amar anishar tseva Yoaheda wanuhe yoatavati. English translation of paragraph 327. Since during the time of the exile, the Mishnah, which is the aspect of Memtet, rules, and he is second, meaning Mishnah, to the king instead of the queen, a viceroy, the Mishnah takes her place. And this is the meaning of, and a maidservant that is heir to her mistress. During Moses' time, the maidservant did not rule, only the queen. After Moses died and Joshua, who is called Na'ar, a young lad, took over, as it is written, and his servant Yehoshua ben Nun was a young lad, then instead of the queen, the maidservant ruled, as it says, I and the captain of the host of Hashem, now I have come. Now, this translation is a little bit misleading, because in the Aramaic, we saw the phrase, the eight-letter unity, of Hashem with Adonai, and I pronounced it Yoahe Dawan Nuheyo. But when it comes to the English translation, they did not even indicate that unless they're using the word Lord to as this eight letter intertwining. And so you really don't get the full impact of the verse. But it's trying to explain this whole idea of what is a maidservant, which is a servant to the queen. And that phrase alone, if you contemplate it, will give you great insight about this paragraph and many other things. Paragraph 328. V'ta'uk kimna memtet ihu ma'ase merkava v'yaleya itmar ein dorshin b'merkava v'yachid mai b'yachid b'chida Di alma ela im kein haya akam na. Beodea, bedea, tete, itmar, behon, we amale, yoto, ruach, elokim, behachma, bitvuna, uva, at, begin, dei, hu, mashkena, de itmale, bitlat, gargini. And we have already established Memtet is of the secret of the workings of the chariot, the Maaseh Merkava. As Memtet comprises all four creatures of the chariot, about which it was said, no teaching or expounding is permitted regarding the workings of the chariot before a single individual. He asks, what is the meaning of before a single individual? And it answers, by the singular force of the world, which is the creator. Except if the individual is wise and understands from his personal knowledge, meaning his personal experience, meaning he attained Chachma, wisdom, Bina, understanding, and Dat, knowledge. Because a wise man is one who merits and attains Chachma and understands Bina and has knowledge in Dat. As is said about them, and I filled him with the divine spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding, the Hebrew word is Tevunah, and in knowledge, Dat. Because he, Memtet, includes the tabernacle, meaning the structure of Malchut, with the Mohin of the lower six Sephirot, that gets filled up by these three levels, Chachma, Bina, and Dat. This paragraph is really very clear, but it's confusing, and you really do need to look at a verse in the Zohar from Pinchas, verse number 259, that is explaining the four creatures of the chariot. But it also is relating to what I had said earlier, that the husband provides the Mohin, the upper three Sephirot, to his wife, because she has 10 Sephirot. But in the physical world, those upper three Sephirot have to be given to her through her husband and through the intimacy that they share in the bringing of children. Paragraph 329. Uko milacha da maase bereshit shekin ta de endorshin la beovada de bereshit bishnaimela beyehuda di alma. Merkava dila ihu memtet guf shekinta. And in all types of craftsmanship, this refers to the workings of creation, the Maaseh Bereshit, meaning the lower Shekhinah, the Malchut of Atzilut, and that you may not expound the workings of creation in front of two, but only with the singular force of the world, since in Atzilut, he is living creatures, and causes are all one. Her chariot is Memtet, the body of the Shekhinah, meaning her extension from above downward to Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. With contemplation, this paragraph will begin to makes sense. Paragraph 330. Ushkin ta'ihi mem hey, yud hey vav hey, spelled with alephin, itkari at begindihi, kilala diaser, diasar de sefiran, rekev di la mem tet aleya. Itmar rekev elokim ribotayim alfei shainan mai shinan shor nesher arye adam vidaihu so berkava rekev mem he mai vadai. And the Shekhinah is Memhe, called Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph, which is Yud Hey Vav Hey spelled out with the Alephs that adds up to 45, because she includes all 10 Sephirot of the name Memhe, and all calculations and summations are in Malchut, as is known. Her riding chariot is Memtet, about whom is said, the chariots of God's myriads, even thousands upon thousands. The Hebrew is Alfei Shinan. What is Shinan? Shin Nun Aleph Nun. It is an acronym of Shor, Nesher, Aryeh, and Adam. The ox, the eagle, the lion, and man. And see the Zohar in Bereshit A, paragraph 83, which says, and Nun is man. This is the secret of chariot, Merkava, Memresh Kaf Bet He, which is Rechev Mem He. Rechev Ma Resh Kaf Bet. Second word, Memhe. Specifically, since Memtet is a rechev, a chariot, to Malchut of Atzilut called Memhe. This paragraph is explaining these relationships of the word Shinan without as being an acronym for the four faces, which is the Partsufim. The four faces of the lion, the bull, the Nesher, which is starting to be explained as a particular type of vulture that lived in biblical times in the land of Israel, because there was never such a thing as an eagle living in the land of Israel in biblical times. And man, those are the four partsufim. And the number 45, Memhe, spells the word ma, which means what. And rechev is the word for a chariot, but it's also, if you move one letter to the left, the resh becomes a shin, the kaf becomes a tet. And the bet it's interesting, I hadn't seen this before. The resh, you move one letter to the left, it becomes a shin. The kaf, you wouldn't move one letter to the right, it becomes a tet. And the bet in a particular letter substitution form, where you basically are taking the first 11 letters, which takes you to the kaf, and then you compare it to the second 11 letters. So the bet being the second letter is the mem. So you have the word satem or satem, but the mem and the nun are interchangeable as a final letter. And so it becomes the rechev, being a chariot, is a tool of satan, is what's being implied here. And that takes a lot of contemplation. Paragraph 331. Umem tet ihu aron gufa leoraita debichtav de ihu amuda de emsaita ve ihu shulchan patora Dishkinta de ile de itmar bea le mekin de ihu lishma la ukinda amru mare matnitin shulchan batzafon. And Memtet is the ark, the body to the written Torah, which is the central column, meaning Zeron Pin of Atzilut, that is clothed in him. He is in the aspect of the table, the Shulchan of the tabernacle, the table of the Shekhinah, meaning Malchut of Atzilut, that is called heart, Lev, Gematria 32, which is named after the 32 paths of wisdom of Chokmah that are revealed in her, about which the master said, a heart that understands is in the secret of the verse, unto all that who are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom. It is to the left, meaning Chokmah of the left, and therefore the masters of the Mishnah said, the table is to the north, meaning on the left side. This paragraph is very deep and takes a lot of explanation, and we really are out of time, and I want to finish the next verse to complete the section. So another time we will discuss this paragraph at length. And if I forget, maybe it's a question you can ask during our questions and answers on Wednesdays. But that's going to be, you know, the next Wednesday that we will meet is 2 weeks, because Wednesday night is the evening of Yom Kippur this week. Paragraph 332. Wehu minora nur delik mesitra dishkinta de itmar ba Ner Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Vitzarich Lemehewe Limina Le Kabbalah Mishmishcha Ukinda Menorah Bedarom Daihu Mana Le Kabbalah Petila Umishcha Unhora Shati la shekina mishfadi la tzadik shemen katit nechoradi la amuda demsaita kegavna danafsha deishi tufa degufa ihi petila Roach da mishcha, nehora da mishmata, mana da gufa, ihu aved ve ihu rekev, lit lat citrin, ilain de inun tiyut, ki tura de yehuda. Hada de inun ner yo aheda wanu de yo nishmat adam. And he, Memtet, is called menorah, the candelabra. From the aspect of the right, a lit candle from the aspect of the Shekhinah, Malchut, about which it is said, a lamp of Hashem. The menorah needs to be in the right to receive the oil, which is chokmah of the right, that illuminates with chasadim. And because of this, the menorah needs to be on the south, which is the right. This is a vessel, meaning the menorah, to receive in her a wick, oil and light, which are nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The wick is the shekhinah, which is nefesh. Her oil is righteous, sadiq, meaning yesod ruach, pressed oil. Her light, the central column, which is zeranpin, with the mohin of the upper three, sefirot of bina, and it is neshama. He explains in this way, the nefesh that is a partner to the body is this wick. Ruach is the oil, and the light is the neshama. The vessel, the body, meaning Memtet, is the servant and a chariot to these three aspects, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, which are a tie of one unification, which are the spirit of man is the lamp of Hashem. This paragraph is explaining a number of code words and establishing the hierarchy for those code words. It takes an extensive amount of contemplation to truly make your connection. But what is hinted at here is that Memtet is the highest of the angel, and as I mentioned earlier, the angel Memtet is a combination of the soul of a human being, Hanoch ben Yered, with the archangels of Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raziel. And all of this information is now explaining the relationship of the upper Sephirot of the human being and the relationship between the angelic beings and the human being, the Homo sapiens. The next section, number 37, is titled "No Speculative Interpretation May Be Made, Neither in the Divine Chariot Nor Individually." And we will be studying this in our next class for the Tikkuni Zohar, which will be Tuesday evening. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? Shalom to everyone. Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you.
There will be 5 classes tomorrow. Our morning class still doing, starting at 9:15, making the connections to both Yom Kippur, to the Book of Jonah, and to the second Aliyah, or the Parasha of Chazinu, as well as the Slichot that we are continuing, and the Psalms that we are making our connection to, and the Tikkuni Zohar that we are moving forward even to deeper levels by scanning and reading. So there's a lot of spiritual Torah work that we need to be doing over these next few days. Our next class then is at 11 o'clock, where we'll continue the evolution of God. And at 1 p.m., we will continue our advanced reincarnation classes. At 4:30, our deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., the writings of the Ari. I hope you'll join us for one or more of these classes. Shavua Tov. Be well. Have a beautiful week. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.